The Biden administration today said that it will not meet its goal of having 70% of Americans vaccinated by the 4th of July. And that comes as the Delta variant is gaining traction. New concerns are being raised about cases among young people. And remember, the Delta variant, more contagious, sending more people to the hospital. News Nation correspondent Brian Enten live for us from a vaccine site in Miami that looks a lot different than it did a couple of months ago. Brian.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Marnie. The people who work out here say there really hasn't been a sense of urgency at this place for several months. It's now just a big, empty parking lot for the most part. There used to be cars and tents and police officers directing traffic at all hours of the day out here. Now it's just a very small operation behind me.
On July 4th, we're going to celebrate our independence from the virus.
We are now less than 2 weeks from July 4th, and U.S. officials say the U.S. will not meet President Biden's goal of having 70% of American adults at least partially vaccinated. Today, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about what went wrong.
We don't see it exactly like something went wrong. How we see it is we set a bold, ambitious goal, something the president has done from the very beginning.
Nationwide, 65% of adults have gotten at least one COVID shot. The vaccinations have slowed, and mass vaccination sites from Vegas to Ohio have closed. We wanted to check and see what it's like at some of the big mega vaccine sites that are still open. This is the Miami site that you see right here. This used to be so crowded. Lines of cars, you'd be stopped in traffic. Now, you can just pull right in. We sat and watched for one full hour and counted just 26 cars pull through. The state says during the busiest times in February and March, this site alone was vaccinating 600 people per hour.
I think the fact that so many people died from it and had such horrible experiences from it, they would just be clamoring to get a shot.
The slowing vaccination rate becoming more of a concern because of the Delta variant. The CDC says it's the greatest threat on America's fight to eliminate COVID and makes up about 20% of all new COVID cases, doubling from 2 weeks ago.
This variant represents a set of mutations that could lead to future mutations that evade our vaccine. And that's why it's more important than ever to get vaccinated now.
And there are still incentives all over the country trying to get people vaccinated. Walgreens announced today that they will give customers a $25 gift card if they come into their stores to get the vaccine. Marnie and Rob.
All right, Brian, thank you.